Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. We help you get unstuck so you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth consistently. I'm your host, David Schreiner Khan.
How can you facilitate results? The money will follow.
Today on episode 459 of Smashing the Plateau, I'm here with the online course guy, Chris Badgett. I'm going to ask Chris what it takes for an education entrepreneur to be successful in the online world and much more. Find out more about Chris along with all of our previous episodes at smashingtheplateau.com. Now let's welcome Chris Badgett. Chris is known as the online course guy. He created successful online courses, created a gardening course publishing business with experts around the world, and is the CEO of the popular, fast-growing course-building tool for WordPress-powered websites called Lifter LMS. Lifter LMS helps online course creators convert their expertise and life experiences into income by creating impactful online courses. Chris, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thanks for having me, David.
Chris, you've had a wide range of professional experiences. Can you give us a snapshot of your background and tell us why you started Lifter LMS?
Absolutely. Let me give you the short version. I'm not originally a technologist. My professional academic career is in anthropology and social psychology and sustainable development. So my academic expertise is in just people and creating change in the world. I had a 10-year side rail into running sled dogs in Alaska, where I learned leadership and how to run a remote company. I managed a helicopter-supported sled dog tour business that you could only get to to the glacier by a helicopter. And then in my spare time while I was doing that, I started learning WordPress, which is the platform that many of you listeners out there, the consultants, the coaches, the professionals, you probably have a WordPress website, or some of you do. I started playing around with that and blogging about topics that were important to me, like leadership. After I left Alaska, I started building websites for money. I started specializing in the online course and membership site niche. I started doing a project with my wife where we focused on the organic gardening and permaculture niche and built courses in that world, and also started partnering with experts around the world and started building out courses and training with non-technical experts to kind of bring them online. And then basically I took all of that experience and knowledge from the marketing, the social psychology, the leadership, the technology, the working with experts, the servicing the expert market as a WordPress agency owner, and with my team developed Lifter LMS, which is basically a plugin-based system for turning your WordPress website into a way to create, sell, and protect an engaging online course.
Just listening to your description, Chris, I find it amazing how each one of us has our own sort of circuitous route through life that usually is pretty nonlinear. I would say from your description, yours sounds quite nonlinear, yet that's what leads to these unique experiences and unique set of skills that can be applied in a way that really sets us apart, particularly in business.
Absolutely. It's a windy road, which sometimes doesn't make sense when you're on the path. But in the rearview mirror, as Steve Jobs says, you can connect the dots looking back. It's definitely like that.
So tell me a little bit about Lifter LMS. What problem does it solve?
The problem it solves is I wanted to make it easy for a consultant, a coach, professional, some kind of expert, teacher, business owner, entrepreneur who wanted to create an online course but didn't necessarily want to spend a lot of money or get locked in to a monthly platform, a hosted solution for the online course, the membership site, or the LMS, whatever you want to call it. So I created a free plugin that you can plug into your website, start taking orders, validate your course idea, you know, build an engaging course and certification with gamification and all these things for free. And then over time, we built a business around that where we have add-ons where you can turn on more advanced features, take credit card payments, and we got into the kind of the annual licensing recurring revenue model that you see that is common in the WordPress premium product space. But we added a lot of other features like for coaches so they could, let's say, have a $500 course, but then have an upsell to a $5,000 one-on-one coaching program. We added social learning components, another premium add-on if you want to kind of have a Facebook-like experience. But on your website, a lot of coaches and consultants, they also build their community builders as well. So we wanted to provide a way for people to do that on their website and not just send people to Facebook groups where it's easy to get distracted. There's a time and a place for those things, but we wanted to give the course creators those kind of tools on their own house on a platform that they own and control, which is the promise of WordPress.
Mm. So for your business, it sounds like it's a freemium model where there's some portion that's free and then there's some portion that is a paid solution.
Correct. And the way I typically, if we get into the business terms, describe it is we have freemium plus add-ons plus bundles. So it's kind of a hybrid across some of those things. And what I said in the beginning about our free product being a validation tool, this is one of the things that a lot of people who build freemium models get wrong is they build a crippled freemium product that isn't really useful by itself. But for us, our freemium, the core Lift Rail MS plugin is extremely powerful and useful by itself, and not everybody needs the paid add-ons. But we have quite a successful recurring business based off of the people that do require our premium add-ons.
Mm-hmm. So just to go back to what you said about entrepreneurs creating these crippled systems, by crippled, you mean that they don't necessarily work so well for those that are getting the free service?
There's this concept in business called moving the free line, or, you know, giving something away for free to kind of warm up a prospect and convert them into a customer. And it's a problem, especially in the online world, not just in software, but where like an ebook or some kind of lead magnet is just quite frankly not that valuable or helpful. But somebody goes through, ends up on the list, and it ends up being not a great experience. But I find it's really important, especially in the software space, in typical freemium models, there's a free version and then there's a pro version. And I think it's really important to make that free version extremely powerful and capable. And then the selling of the pro version becomes extremely easy. Because if you have a weak free front end, then the selling becomes incredibly hard and complicated. But if, you know, that entry point for free is really solid, selling is almost a foregone conclusion for the ones that it's the premium stuff is a good fit for.
Yeah. You know, I've never heard it quite described this way, and reflecting on my own personal experience, especially with either software or other offerings in the online space, I couldn't agree more that when I have signed up for something that was free, if it didn't really solve some problem for me effectively, I was reluctant to buy something from the same vendor.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how long has it been since you've launched Lifter LMS?
So the Lifter LMS project is about 4 years old, and I got into the tech space originally as a consultant myself about 8-9 years ago now.
Mm. And can you tell us a little bit about your user base? How have things developed over the last 4 years?
So from the very beginning, we wanted to serve who I call education entrepreneurs. I actually have a hard time naming, like, who are these people? But education entrepreneurs, even though nobody calls themselves that, that's kind of the bucket of people. They were kind of our, what you would call your early adopters, or, you know, our initial target market. But what's happened with us is we've just stayed with them. There's so many out there. There's so many gaps in the market for what people need. And, you know, my biggest challenge that I wanted to tackle from day one is what I call the software Frankenstein, where people, they pull all these tools made by all these different companies and kind of string it all together into this spaghetti. And then things don't work out so well. And that software Frankenstein, even just the parts around the online course and the selling of the course and the membership and the engagement and the gamification and the reporting and the analytics, I wanted to create an all-in-one solution around that to make the odds of success for those consultants and coaches and experts to just have a chance of succeeding. So that's those education entrepreneurs is who we serve.
Mm. So clearly there are a lot of education entrepreneurs in my audience as well. I'd love if you could share a story of someone who may have come on board with Lifter LMS and what they were struggling with before taking advantage of your solution, and then what their trajectory was like once they became a customer of yours.
I'll tell you two or three. So one is there's a guy named Sean Hesketh. He is very popular in the WordPress space for doing basic WordPress training courses. And he had one of these software Frankensteins going on. And then about 3 years ago, he switched to Lifter, got rid of a bunch of tools made by a bunch of different companies. I don't think we've ever seen a support ticket from him. He's got almost 40,000, I believe. He's public about his numbers. That's why I'm sharing them with you here. A couple of years ago, he was at 30,000. So I'm assuming he's getting close to 40,000 people in his programs. So I'm just really excited to have people using the product at scale and kind of getting out from under, you know, tools that weren't playing well together. Another one is Jonathan Farley. This is a guy who in about a year, he went from no course. And the interesting thing about the online course space is I'm privy to interesting niches, and there's so many of them. You know, Sean's a technology guy in WordPress or whatever, but there's these business courses, there's relationship courses, there's, you know, all kinds of skills, even people teaching dance. I have a guy teaching Irish dancing and is doing quite huge numbers, you know, through Lifter. There's a guy doing grandfather clock repair. And we do have other markets outside of the education entrepreneur, like universities and other kinds of schools using Lifter, but they're not the main user base. But going back to Jonathan Farley, he went through a particular type of surgery and was coming out of that and just get kind of involved in a forum on the internet somewhere, like a support group for people who are dealing with this type of surgery. And he ended up creating a course about that he wished he would have had on how to come into the surgery. And then he started selling his course about like how to kind of recover and rebuild out of it, even while he was going through the process. So he was literally releasing lessons, and he was like 2 weeks to 30 days ahead of the people in the recovery process. He was just sharing what he learned. He ended up selling his entire platform in a year to another company for just shy of $500,000. And this is, it's just amazing. Not only did he built an income for himself, he helped a ton of people who didn't have the support that they needed and were kind of isolated, and he was able to have an exit. So I can keep going on and on. We actually have a lot of testimonials and case studies, but those are a couple of my favorites.
Wow, those are great stories. So, you know, reflecting on this, what would you say is the, forgetting about your particular platform and the specific problem that you solve in the space that you solve it in, what would you say if you step back and look at this from a 30,000 foot level, what would you say the problem as business owners that your customers have, that if they could find a solution to that problem, their business would be so much better off?
This is one of my favorite questions and something that I personally obsess on and grind on day after day. What I've come to realize, at least in the online course space, those kinds of business owners who are wanting to, you know, create revenue from their knowledge and their skills and their expertise, is it's really a shift in mindset and approach from making money online and building a business to making results online, to like shift the focus from the self to the learner or the customer or the student, whoever you want to call them. And what do they need to get results, and how can you deliver that through them, through the internet, through courses, coaching, community, masterminding, events, group coaching, all these kinds of things? How can you facilitate results? The money will follow. But I see some people get stuck in the kind of the make money online circle, and a little bit too much time in the marketing and not enough time in the instructional design, and then really understanding their learner. So when I told the story of Jonathan Farley, and he was just a few steps ahead of his ideal learner getting results and sharing about them, it kind of makes sense why he had a runaway success, because he was so close to that. he cared more about helping people than the money, but the money just followed because he helped a lot of people.
Yeah, it also strikes me that in this online education space, there are so many offerings that really fail to move the needle for their clients. You know, if you look at the statistics of how many people actually complete an online course and implement what they've learned, the statistics are abysmal.
It's about 10%.
Right. So what you're speaking about is a real change in the way the course providers think about their audience and trying to change that percentage from 10% to, I suspect, something significantly higher.
Absolutely. And if I could, I speak to the problem just a little bit more?
Yeah. I'd actually love to do a little deep dive in this, because I think it's one of the biggest challenges in this space that I see people face.
Another part of the challenge is that these coaches and consultants and experts, they have to wear five hats at once. I call it the five hats problem. So in order to be successful, you have to be an expert, number one. Number two, you have to be a teacher. Number three, you have to have the skills to build a community both before and after the sale. Number four, you have to be a technologist. And then number five, you have to be an entrepreneur, which includes the business building and all the marketing stuff and, you know, running a business. And it's very challenging to be good at all four of those or all five of those at once. And there's very few people who are, you know, sufficiently skilled up across all those categories. But when you get siloed in just one of those and all the other ones are laying flat or pretty low, it's really hard to succeed. So if we assess ourselves as an expert or a consultant, maybe we need to invest in becoming better teachers and learning how to design a program. Maybe we need to work on our marketing and our business skills. Maybe we need to work on the tech, or maybe we need to start, you know, building a Facebook group or an email list before we need to sell to them and start getting people some of those results in advance of asking for the sale. But when you get clear on where you're strong and where you're weak, you know where you need to do the work, and also perhaps where you might want to do some contracting or team building and getting some outside help so that you increase your odds of success.
Right. I was going to say, if you do the self-analysis and realize, and I suspect that many people enter the space because they are experts. So they may or may not have the teaching skills, the community building skills, the tech skills, or the entrepreneurial skills. But if you realize what you're good at, perhaps one solution is just to build a team where you have all those five areas covered with skills from your team, as opposed to trying to learn them all yourself.
Absolutely.
If you like what you're hearing on today's episode, you may want to learn more about how you, too, can do what you love and get paid what you're worth, consistently. Go to smashingtheplateau.com and click on Schedule Time with David. I look forward to speaking with you. So, Chris, where do you see the future going in this online space of education entrepreneurs?
I think it's becoming noisier and noisier. I mean, the competition is increasing in the online training market. You know, people are getting better with tools like audio and video and building websites, and it's getting easier. So therefore, the market's getting flooded. So what needs to happen is people, in my opinion, need to kind of work both sides. They really need to focus on becoming better program designers. And I like to talk about a concept called Course Plus. So what do people need to get results? It's not always just a course or like a video version of a textbook. There's more to it than just the content. There's the feedback loops and the recommendations that come through group coaching or private coaching. There's people learning together, learning from each other, building accountability and support through community and masterminds and things like that. I would encourage people to think bigger about the training programs they're creating. And it's fine to have just the course, but when you add that other stuff in, it's a lot easier to sell, you know, 100 it's easier to build a business that's more of the program is more effective because it has all these support mechanisms built into it than a lower priced course that's completely passive in nature. So I would suggest that people focus on developing their programs more and putting a lot of thought into that. And then also developing the business and the marketing and the you know, entrepreneur skills. Even simple concepts from entrepreneurship like validation are extremely important in the course space. I see people, unfortunately, too early go into what I call the course building cave. They go into their office or their basement or whatever, and they spend like months or even years working on a program that they haven't even validated in the marketplace in any way and gotten that feedback loop open with real people to make sure they're building the right course. So entrepreneur skills and education skills, the people that level up on both those fronts are going to have the highest odds of success going forward.
Sounds good. And what's coming up for you in the near future? You've been with Lifter LMS now for a few years, and this whole area is really, as you said, this is getting to be a crowded space. What's next for you personally and with Lifter LMS?
We're just going to continue to serve the education entrepreneurs out there. So there's more like features that go into helping people build programs that get results, that work, that have these feedback loops, that have the interpersonal relationships that are a part of learning. One of the experiments that I do with my team is we look back to learning experiences. I'm old enough to remember a world before the internet where some of the best, if I would challenge you, if you're listening, and you're old enough to think back to an experience in your life where you had the most deep and profound learning. And there's certain elements, but that didn't include the internet. There's certain elements that were there besides just the content. You're often not alone. You're often getting feedback, you know, from multiple places or coaching or mentoring, whatever you want to call it. So I basically look to the offline world to inspire the online world and try to build that bridge. So that's where we're going. There's a ton of features around that we're adding in and bulking out that. But ultimately, at the end of the day, a prospect to a coach's learning program is going to have one kind of major question in their head, which is, will it work for me? So if you want to design programs that really work, that's really our mission, is to kind of crack the code and help education entrepreneurs, you know, give them the tools to build programs that work and help build resources to help them kind of level up across those five hats.
Sounds great. And Chris, for listeners who may want to go deeper with anything you've shared today, or they want to learn more or access any resources you have, where would they go?
If you have a WordPress website, then I would just encourage you to go to lifterlms.com/free and grab our free core plugin and start kind of creating a course, just playing with it a little bit. If you're new to WordPress, we have some training on how to kind of get up and going with a website. But a lot of people already have one of these WordPress websites. So head on over to lifterlms.com/free and try our free plugin. That's probably the best place to go. We also have a really awesome Facebook group for course creators. A lot of people kind of come in there and start rubbing elbows with other experts and coaches. And that's a great community we have as well. And you can just find that by searching Lifter LMS and Facebook.
Sounds great. Well, Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. Shared some great insights about the education entrepreneurial world. My guest today has been the CEO of Lifter LMS, Chris Badgett. Thank you again, Chris, for joining us.
Thanks, David.
When you visit the Smashing the Plateau website at smashingtheplateau.com, you'll find a summary of each episode along with the links we mentioned on the show. Today, we discussed what it takes for an education entrepreneur to be successful in the online world and how Chris has built consistent, stable revenue in his own business. Would you like more consistent, stable revenue in your business? Go to smashingtheplateau.com and click on Schedule Time with David to connect directly with me. Please share this episode with friends and colleagues to help them smash the plateau. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. I'll see you on our next episode.